Good morning, and as promised, Dr. Bruce Thompson is in the house. Dr. Bruce Thompson is a homeopath, and he practices in Ballito on a Friday, which is why he joins me here in the morning, just before he goes down to the Ballito Village, to the Thrive Pharmacy Precinct, where he has his rooms. And today he's in to talk about... Good morning and welcome. Nice to see you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me again.
I believe you are a bit damaged, so we won't press you on any issues personally. But yeah, you know,
fortunately, my mouth works. My mouth works. My shoulder doesn't so much.
Yeah. So what are we talking about today, medically speaking?
Okay. Well, in the last week, I've had a couple of messages from listeners on my WhatsApp number. And actually, I got nothing on the email, so maybe the WhatsApp number is the ideal communication with me, which is the 0837899328 number. But we'll give that again at the end. So there were a couple of questions, and there was a bit of a theme, and the theme really was about the philosophy of healing, and the way that we approach health and disease as homeopaths or acupuncturists or traditional Chinese medicine, what's generally termed complementary medicines. And I thought it would maybe be interesting to talk about that. There was also a question about from a patient, someone who's wanting to be a patient but saying they're getting pushback from their family because homeopathy is not scientific and all of that. And, that's a fairly common belief out there. And I just wanted to maybe address that, there are different sources of knowledge in the scientific world, one of which is the experimental method, setting up a study, double-blind, placebo-controlled, et cetera, et cetera. And, that has been presented as the gold standard. This is what you have to do in order to prove yourself or to prove the efficacy of your substances. But we forget that for most of history, there's been another source of evidence in science. And it is as acceptable, and it is still current, that you can have empirical evidence. So you have these two tracks of evidence, scientific evidence. One is the experimental method, the double-blind placebo-controlled study, and then you have empirical evidence. So empirical evidence is more, from my perspective, it's more real world. It's the evidence of your eyes. It's the evidence of experience, and it's the evidence collected over time. What we actually see happening with people in the real world, in reacting to particular substances, particular behavior changes, etc. And homeopathy is fundamentally based on that. Up until very much more recently, where we have been trying to put our feet into the double-blind placebo-controlled studies and showing pretty good effect, actually, even in those very limited studies. And I say limited because the double-blind placebo-controlled study is necessarily limited. It, in order to make it practical, a study generally ignores a lot of what is happening. It only looks at very particular decisions. It decides what it's going to look at. And once it's shown itself to be safe and to be effective in that particular circumstance, it then moves on to the next step, which is very often real-world experience, putting it into the market, seeing what happens.
Side effects, negative effects, et cetera, might be ignored in the study.
Well, very often they're not looked at.
Yeah.
Okay, so just basic safety is generally the thing, that the substance isn't going to kill people immediately, or it's not going to cause immediate harm.
So if it just shuts down your kidneys and your liver, etc., but it cures your impetigo, that's okay.
Exactly, and this is the problem that people are facing, or that drug companies are facing, particular medications are facing, is that they they seem to be very effective, but then over time the impact, the damage is then seen.
Which is also good for the industry, because the more damage you can create legally, the more there is to treat. Surely, I mean, that must be the case. Well,
I'm not going to get into that.
Well, I can't. Anyway, I'm not a medical person. I've got no skin in the game at all. But I am a patient, because we all are by nature.
Yeah.
And that's an observation that I've been making frequently of late.
I know.
Yeah? Yeah. I mean, I have lost so many friends in recent times, and clearly it's an age thing, but also there's so many folk that are being treated for cancer at the moment.
It's definitely a spike.
Why? How? All of a sudden? There's much more to this thing than meets the eye.
Yeah, there certainly is. So, getting back to this empirical evidence story, homeopathy and, to a large degree, Chinese medicine and a lot of other holistic systems are based on empirical evidence and experience. So it's real world knowledge. It's understanding what actually happens with people over time, and not just individual patients, but families. So generationally, we see the impact of our treatment over generations. And it is, this kind of brings us back to that question about the philosophy of homeopathic medicine and of holistic medicine being one which is more about the health of the community and the health of, the entire community, not just our local community, but our extended community. And looking at how we improve health over time rather than seeing it diminish. And our senses that over the last 150 years, in spite of the great advances we've made in health, there is some confusion about that. There's a complication of conditions. There's an explosion of new conditions, things that we've never seen before. We're now seeing, and we're seeing things more frequently than we saw them before. So we've got to start asking those questions. Why?
And that's a good point to take a little musical interlude so we can gather our thoughts for the next section. I'm in conversation with Dr. Bruce Thompson, homeopath, practicing in Bolito on a Friday, but generally speaking up on the highway area for the rest of the week. He's a marvelous man to know if you have a medical question, condition. This is a good show to stay close to, and it will go up as a podcast shortly after the show, so you can listen again, or if you've only just joined us and missed some of it, you can listen to it in completeness, and you can share it as with Dr. Bruce Thompson, homeopath, practicing in Bolito on a Friday. So we were lucky enough to catch him before he goes down to the Bolito village to open his practice. We've set the scene, Bruce, that those that are somewhat dubious about the efficacy of homeopathy versus conventional big pharma type medicine, well, you make a point, and it's a good one. And, I have to nail my colors to the mast. I am a very firm believer in the efficacy of homeopathy for conditions that respond. And then there is occasion where if you are in need of conventional medical intervention, there is occasion for that too. And I'm sure you'll agree with
it. 100%. That's why we always say go to a qualified homeopath, someone properly trained. Because we're trained to make that decision, to be able to decide when we can work and when you actually need that extra help. Mm. Fortunately it's rare, but there are the occasions where we do need to refer on. And we have good relationships, really, with medical practitioners in general. Mm. There's a couple who aren't friendly, but, they just haven't learned yet.
Well, there we go. Hopefully this kind of conversation will persuade that there is room and space and indeed a very good case to be made for a multidisciplinary approach, I think. Mm. Now we're going to be talking about sinus. And sinus, I believe that's something. Well, we've got problems with the air here.
Yeah.
It used to be up your way. You had this huge landfill issue.
The Shongwen, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Guess where it moved to?
You're kidding me.
I'm not.
Oh, dear.
Yeah,
oh dear.
Yeah, we welcome with open arms, and they actually literally trucked in most of that chemical waste that was causing the problem up your area to just outside just up the road, New Gelderland is where it is, Prince's Grant area. Mm. And there it is. No,
well,
I'm not suggesting.
We're very grateful then.
Yes. we welcomed your problem.
Yeah,
Everyone at the time said, no, there's no issue. It's the most well-maintained and managed structure and system, and there will never be any issues. Well, since then there have been, and there continue to be. And I'm not suggesting that they are the only culprits, but I'm suggesting that certainly there are many people that are suffering from
I definitely saw a spike in patients for asthma and sinus related issues back in those days. The 2018, 2019, 2020 was pretty rough.
So now they're all here. It's good. That you've moved here.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's an interesting thing. You know, homeopathy and acupuncture as a combination is a fantastic way to treat sinus. So it's something that, you know, was really brought home to me when I was doing, because I also do facial rejuvenation, sort of aesthetic acupuncture as well. And all of my patients who were coming for that, who also had chronic sinus issues, always told me by the end of their 6 weeks, you know, my sinuses aren't a problem anymore. And
is that a fact?
That would be sustained. And it was incredible how long it would last. So, very, very kind of interesting observation that, again, empirical evidence. We have, it's a huge problem wherever there's cane, wherever there's a lot of cane burning. I know at the moment, you know, that there isn't a lot of dust in the air and there's not a lot of burning going on. But again, a couple of questions I got since the last week's chat was around sinus and whether we could help, whether there was any way that homeopaths could help. And we can. We can treat it very, very effectively. And as I said, I find that combining it with acupuncture is much quicker. It's a very quick response and a long-lasting response. So, for all of the people out there who are suffering with chronic sinus and have, you know, tried every medication and, you know, they still have the problem, you should go and see a homeopath. It's well worth the effort. It's well worth having the conversation. It's also, you know, you do then get the opportunity to have somebody listen to you for a good period of time. Think about what you're doing. Think about your diet. You know, have a really good look at everything. That's what homeopaths are trained to do. We're trained to look at the patient from every angle and to understand the situation that they're living in and the context that they're living in, both medicinal, diet-wise, behavioral. And see what changes we can make that lead to a resolution of the problem. Because it's, you know, with holistic medicine, it's always about cure. We're looking to cure the situation. Minimum intervention, minimum medication for a cure.
And that makes so much sense that it's almost hard to believe there are still those that say, well, no. I would prefer to go to one of these establishments that sell real medicine from a real dispensary, and I'll take that rather. Yeah, listen, it's time to look a little broader and look at where the results are, and then maybe identify for you the right procedure or the right path to follow. I would suggest, however, that it would be a very good starting point to pop along and see Dr. Bruce Thompson in his rooms if you are local. I'm talking about in the Greater Ballito area. You'll find him down in the Ballito Village at the Thrive Medical, the Thrive Pharmacy. Not the medical practice. That is a good practice, but it's a conventional medical practice. The Thrive Pharmacy is what we're talking about. And you have a WhatsApp number that you want to...
Yeah,
and it'll go on our podcast as well, so thanks. You don't have to write it down if you're in the traffic.
Yeah, 083-789-328, and just WhatsApp me on that number. Any questions, any queries, I'll help you out.
And you'll be back in a week's time to pick up where we left off?
So, depending on the surgery.
Of course, you're going in for a treatment that is going to look after your damaged shoulder.
I hope you've been
putting too much shoulder to the wheel, they say. How are you going to see?
Fortunately, I can still put in needles, so I'm good.
Fabulous.
For now.
I must talk to you about that facial rejuvenation. I didn't realize that it was a thing.
It is a thing. Can you believe it?
Yeah. So you do that as well. Mm. It's not just... Mm. It's okay. Very exciting. My very special guest, Dr. Bruce Thompson, and this will be up as a podcast shortly so that you can listen and share the information with those you love. The Morning Show continues.